Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and with me in the studio today are two of my all-time favorite guests on the show, Mads Christensen and Sayed Hashimi. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys are always welcome in the show to show cool stuff.
Right, we're always happy to be here.
Yeah,
and today we are talking about Sidewaffle.
The one and only.
The one and only, which is a set of Visual Studio templates for web developers.
Yep. It's it's actually a lot of things, but and we're going to explore all that today. Mm-hmm. But for an end user, it's you could think of it as a template pack, like all the missing templates in Visual Studio, all the things that you would like to be able to do really quickly, Sidewaffle sort of provides for an end user. The flip side also, then the other side of the coin is how can you produce very easily project templates, item templates, and snippets, and redistribute them either as part of Sidewaffle or in your own project. And we're going to take a look at all of that today.
So Sidewaffle is not only the templates that have already been written, but it gives you an easy way to build your own.
Yep.
Cool.
Basically, you know, we realized when we were building Sidewaffle, said, hey, look, we're building a great experience for developing item templates and project templates and snippets. Mm-hmm. Why should we keep this to ourselves? Let's let everybody else participate in it as well, you know?
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Because, you know, Sidewaffle as itself, you know, the template pack distribution is going to have a lot of great stuff. But, you know, we can't possibly imagine all the different scenarios that are out there and all the different template packs which are really needed, you know?
Okay, right. So enlighten us on the name.
Oh, yeah, the name. Yeah, the name is kind of interesting. So I went on a backpacking trip here in the Enchantments in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we had a breakfast in the morning at Sandy's Waffle House. And I was hiking with one of my buddies. He's like a pretty big eater. His name is David. And, you know, we ordered our meals, and then he's there with the waitress saying, hey, can I order a side waffle? And then everybody just starts laughing at him, basically, including the waitress. You know, I like to laugh at him anyways. But anyways, so the waitress, you know, she said, hey, no, you can't, but you can order a waffle. And then I snapped a photo and put it on Twitter. I was like, haha, this is what a side waffle looks like. And then, you know, being the gracious person I am, I gave the community a chance to take up the name with a PSA on Twitter. I said, hey, sidewaffle.com is available. I had some funny conversations with people, but nobody took it up. And then about a week later, I said, hey, I'm an idiot. I'll take it myself. And then now comes Sidewaffle, right?
Yeah, and it's actually a really good name because it's sort of a delicious side dish for Visual Studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's the tagline on the website as well, sidewaffle.com. Go check it out.
Right.
Cool.
So today if you want to create project templates or item templates, it's not necessarily that easy. And so what we've been trying to do is, first of all, to make it really easy to create and maintain and update project templates and item templates. But also create like a distribution system and a way for you to do it on your own as well. So that's what we're going to take a look at.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Let's dive in.
Yeah.
So first of all the stuff we're going to show here today, you can go get yourself. Go to sidewaffle.com. You see here on the website here, there's a little video introducing it, and there are some resources. You can see what does it contain. You see it has project templates.
Okay.
It has item templates, and it has snippets. And there's actually an update, so even more stuff is actually in here, which is going to be published very soon. And it's a very much a living project, so this updates very, very frequently. It's a simple download to Visual Studio that will alert you when there is an update to get even more cool stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And we update, how often do we update Sidewaffle?
Pretty frequently. I mean,
once a month?
You know, probably even more than that. I mean, it really depends on the contributions that are coming in.
Yeah.
This is, you know, don't think about Sidewaffle as like a Microsoft thing or like a Mads and Sayed thing. You know, think about this as being a community project where everybody can party on, and we're just really the shepherds of it and making sure that, hey, you know, somebody is still on it and we're looking at it, and then also the contributions that are coming in are relatively high quality as well.
Yeah. Right. Actually, the majority of stuff in Sidewaffle was contributed by someone else. We did not write that.
Right. Okay. Yep.
So we're more the infrastructure guys that make sure that everything works and is easy. And then the community contributes, and we'd like to keep it that way.
Sure.
Yeah, because we're experts in some things, but not experts in everything.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's where we really need community guys. Like, let's say John Papa has given some contributions, and we have a lot of other really experts in their own fields giving contributions to their specific areas, and that's really what we're trying to light up.
Cool.
So let's take a look at the first part of this, which is the template pack, mm-hmm. the one that you install as an end user, and okay. see what sort of things light up.
Right.
All right. So I've downloaded Sidewaffle.
It's just an extension. It's just a Visual Studio extension like so many others.
Yep.
It's on the Visual Studio Gallery. You can also get it from there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. So three things, project templates, item templates, and snippets. Three things that are not easily done and distributed and maintained. Let's take a look at how we use this. So let's start with project templates. I can go, say, file new project. Mm-hmm. And you'll see Sidewaffle is showing up in various different places. So one of them is under web. We have some web-related project templates if you want to create a new Chrome extension, mm-hmm. which is actually mm-hmm. fantastic. So very few people know this, but using this Chrome extension or project template for creating a Chrome extension, it's actually the best way to write Chrome extensions in the world.
In VS, right.
In Visual Studio. It's actually pretty fun.
Right, cool.
Everything is hooked up with IntelliSense and a mm-hmm. brand new build system, and I think Sayed showed it right. on this yep. exact show some months back.
Yeah, on the MS Build show, yep. I showed this template, yeah.
Okay.
So, but you'll see that it shows up in other places. So under Visual Studio Extensibility, you can see we can create browser link extensions and code snippet extensions.
You could extend browser link.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's for another show, maybe.
Maybe. That's intriguing.
We have some Windows Azure specific stuff here, too. Uh-huh. You know, and more and more stuff is coming in. So this is very much a living thing. But let's just... We can just select one of these things. I want to create an HTML5 boilerplate template. And just as you would imagine, we now have a full project here ready for us to party on, right?
Okay.
And this is, so the cool thing here is that this is a project template that does not exist in Visual Studio.
Right.
So we can be very, very specific and create very targeted project templates for whatever that might be, something Azure specific or SharePoint specific that the individual teams in Microsoft did not provide. Maybe because it's too specific or right. tailored to specific scenarios that are not mainstream enough, potentially. You can find stuff like that in here. So that was the project template. Now let's take a look at item templates. So I can say add new item. And again, under web, we have Sidewaffle. Mm-hmm. So let's say I want to build an Angular app.
Ah, nice.
It's really nice if I can have all of this stuff just show up right mm-hmm. here. So I can just select something. Let's call this. So this is an Angular controller. So let's call it my controller. And we see that it sort of already replaced all the different tokens, making mm-hmm. it easy for me to get started and be more productive. So that was the item template. And there's a lot of item templates. If we take a look at, so they're not at all web specific. There is a lot of web stuff because Syed and I, we work on the Visual Studio web team.
Yep.
But you can see here, the list is pretty long. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good stuff. And this is just for web. Again, we have for TypeScript and for other scenarios as well. Again, if you build Visual Studio extensions, you'll see that there's quite a lot of different things here, too. Mm. So that helps us a lot. But then there's a third thing, that is snippets.
Right.
And so snippets, let me actually show you one of the snippets that are shipped with Sidewaffle. Oh, actually, let me show you the one that everyone knows. This is in C Sharp. So you probably know this snippet. And maybe you don't even know this is a snippet. But prop,
right?
And then tab. And it creates, it scaffolds out some code. And it gives us some replacement tokens, like here, mm-hmm. where we can, using the tab key, kind of go through back and forth, right? Let's just call it this. Mm-hmm. So that's what a snippet is. And inside Sidewaffle, we can be more specific. And so one contribution that we got was for implementing the dispose pattern from iDisposable. Mm-hmm. So that means that dispose now shows up right mm-hmm. here yep. in the list. And again, just hitting tab folds out the code. And we can see we now have a full implemented cool. and commented, mm-hmm. documented dispose pattern right. implemented.
Yeah. How many times have you written this code?
You know. A number of times.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, so snippets are really, really powerful, really a productivity boost. But as we've seen, we don't see a lot of distribution of snippets online.
Well, there are some third-party tools that you can use to create snippets, but it's not yeah. built into the product. Mm-hmm. It's not clear yeah. what to use.
It's not necessarily yeah. obvious that you can distribute snippets with a V6.
Right.
So that's also somewhat problematic, you know?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So with these three things in mind, I want to start by showing you item templates and snippets. And then Sayed, he will show you project templates, which is the complex thing to do. But we'll start with easy things, just to give you a feeling of what is SideWaffle. So when you go to SideWaffle.com and you click Fork Me on GitHub, and you go to our GitHub page, fork this repo, clone it down to your machine, and what you will get is this solution right here. So we have a template pack, and that is the SideWaffle template pack. It has item templates, project templates, snippets, and tooling. So tooling we might look at a little bit later, but this is specific to the SideWaffle distribution of the template pack. If you want to create your own, as we're going to look at later, you don't necessarily need any additional tooling, or maybe you do, but it would be different than what we ship.
Got it.
Because this is just a Visual Studio extensibility project. And with a lot of changes, though. But let's take a look at the item templates. So what we looked at before was the AngularJS stuff. So let's go under web, and let's go under JavaScript. We can see we have AngularJS. And inside here, we have sort of a folder for each of the item templates. So let's look at the controller. This is the one we looked at before. It has an icon, in this case, the Angular logo. It has the file itself. So this is the actual template, the thing that gets created.
Right.
And this is fully documented on MSDN, how you create item templates. And you can see here we have something called Save Item Name. This is a Visual Studio concept, a Visual Studio token, that automatically gets replaced by what it was that you typed when you said add new item, you can give it a name. That was what was placed here.
Yep.
So all of this is fully documented on MSDN and really easy to do. Where it gets even easier with SideWaffle is this underscore definition folder that we have right here. And in here, we have three VS template files. VS template is the standard way of doing both item templates and project templates in Visual Studio. And we have one for each type of project that we want our templates to show up in. So we want, because this is JavaScript, we want to make sure that if you're writing a C# app, that it shows up there, also in a Visual Basic app. But you can imagine you can do F# and all sorts of different projects. And then finally, the website. So website is a special project system inside Visual Studio. And so because it's Angular, we want to make sure that we have covered all three of these, because it's JavaScript and not necessarily tied to any one specific project, right? And here's what it looks like. This is pretty standard. What's the default name? What shows up in the name box? In this case, controller.js. This is what I called my controller, right? But that's a default name. Then we have the name that shows up in the dialog box when we kind of search and browse around to see what templates are available. And finally, we have the description. Then we just say, this is for C#, and here's the icon, right? So that's the icon that we have over here. And finally, we say, yeah, and the content of this table, this template is controller.js. So that's all there is. And if we open the Visual Basic one, we can see it's exactly the same. The project type here is Visual Basic. And for the website, the project type is web, and the subtype is C#. So basically what you do here is that you kind of just create simple files, and you can then copy-paste to get all the different types that you want for the VS template files. So this makes it really, really easy. If you did not have SideWaffle, this would have been very problematic, especially the re-entrance scenarios where you want to maintain existing ones. And now it's just a matter of, hey, if I want to create a new project template, all I do is I go in here, I take one existing one, let's take the controller, I can just copy it, paste it, and just change maybe a few text strings here and there, and I have a new item template.
Cool.
I'm not going to do that. Instead, I want to demonstrate how to do snippets instead. Because, of course, we can do the same thing with snippets, but that's even easier. So we go to the snippets folder, and let's take a look at C#. So this is the template the snippet I was showing before where I just hit dispose and then hit tab, and we got our iDisposable pattern showing up. And you can see we have different ones here specific for C#, especially for Nancy, and we have some WCF here as well. It's not that well known that you can also do snippets for other editors than C#.
Right.
So JavaScript has snippets, CSS, HTML, and so on.
And XAML now has them too.
Yeah. So I want to show CSS.
Okay.
And you see here, we actually have no snippets for CSS at all. But I have cheated and prepared a couple in advance. So let's just take these two. And these are just dot snippet files. So this has been in Visual Studio since I think 2005.
Yep.
and let's take a look at what they do. So this is for CSS. Now, what I'm about to show you can work for all languages, right? And here's the syntax. So this one is a linear gradient, something that's really difficult to do in CSS with all the different browser supports and all that stuff. Here's our replacement tokens. We have a start color and an end color. We want to do a gradient, right, from one color to another color. And here is the actual snippet that's going to be inserted. It's down here.
Right.
So I now have authored these two snippets. And they apply to the CSS language, as set right here. And the shortcut in which I have to, what I have to type in the editor to make this work, is specified here in the XML. So all I have to do now is to run this. So I'm just going to hit Control F5. Because this is a Visual Studio extension project, it will just open up a new new instance of Visual Studio with my updated extension, Sidewaffle, already preloaded. So if we go up to Tools and Snippet Manager, we can see that under CSS, we now have two snippets. And let's just take a look at what that actually looks like. So you see this initial loading? That's only when we're building Sidewaffle. It has to rebuild the catalog of snippets and templates because we just added a lot of them to VS.
Okay.
So this is only for people who actually build Sidewaffle or their own projects. All right. So now I can go in here and I can do, we had two linear gradient and radial gradient. Let's do the linear and I hit tab. And we can see here how we get the full experience. Mm. Hit tab to get to the next edit item here. Do green, enter, and here we go.
Very nice.
So this is a huge time saver that is really, really easy with Sidewaffle. So if you have any ideas to snippets that you want to create and you want to have distributed, please submit them to Sidewaffle.
Okay.
So yeah. I hope that this looks as easy as it is. For both item templates and snippets, and you know we welcome all pull requests
so
for these.
So now
things.
Visual Studio has always had the ability built in to create item and project templates, right? You go to File, you go to Export, and you go through a wizard. It's not maybe the most intuitive wizard, but it works. Mm-hmm. So I would actually, I'm not necessarily sure if I agree with that last statement you just made.
That it doesn't work,
right? I believe it does work for the guy who, let's say, if you want to create an item template or a project template and you want to put that on your box, it works because it'll create you a zip file. You can drop it into program files and then some random folder, right? But then how do you get that to the end user, right? And then how do you actually maintain that? And this actually is a great question, and it's a perfect segue for me to start taking over and to show you that experience. So let me actually show you what does file export template do, and then what are going to be some of the ramifications of that. And then I'll show you what's the Sidewaffle experience. All right, cool. So I've got this project loaded up, and the gesture that Robert was talking about was export template here. So let me go through that. I'll say, hey, let me just take this sample proj ref, one that I have. Okay. Let's just skip the icons for now. I'll grab the path, uncheck the checkbox, and then click finish, right? Okay, so now it created some type of zip file for me, and then I'm going to distribute this zip file, right? So first question I have is, hey, how do I get this into the gallery? But before we even get to that, that actually is an exercise left to the user. Now let me extract it, and then I'll show you what has actually happened to your source files, and then you'll be able to see that, hey, maintaining this could be somewhat problematic. All right, so I've opened my program.cs, and let me zoom in on this one real quick. So if I take a look at this, my program.cs was actually replaced with $safe project name. So what this means is now if I have a project template which I want to maintain and distribute, I have to basically I am actually having to maintain two separate copies of it.
unless I want to always flow through this particular flow, right, with the zip file. And then that doesn't solve your V6 distribution problem either, because then after you go through this file export template flow, you got to take the contents of that zip file out, shove it into a V6, and then put that into the gallery, right?
Right.
And then not to mention, say, hey, what about multi-project templates, right? Have you ever thought about that? Do you wonder why Visual Studio doesn't have multi-project templates? Because the built-in support actually isn't good enough for multi-project templates. I've looked at it. It's good enough for two projects, but it starts kind of breaking down when you have three projects.
Okay.
And it really relates back to the value that the user puts into the file new project dialog. That value handling of it is not consistent across multi-project templates. So you actually have to have a custom wizard, which will help you for that, which Sidewaffle has as well.
Okay.
All right, so back to the whole export template thing. So now I've got that zip file. User has got to figure out, hey, how can I get it into a V6? How can I upload it? And then maintaining it is really a problem. Let me tell you a story about, I heard a story from, I believe it was the Nancy FX guys, but I'm not 100% sure. But they have had a suite of item templates and project templates that they've been maintaining for a while. They actually were creating C# templates, but they received contributions for VB. They received contributions for VB, and then they went through and did some updates to their templates. And they said, hey, look, you know, we really appreciate these VB templates, but they're just too hard to maintain. We cannot update the templates that have been given to us easy enough. So it's just this long process that's really error-prone, and there's so many different spots that you could actually have a hiccup and just not understand what's happening. So now, as the user from Export Template, I still don't know how to get it into a V6 and how to distribute it. So now let me show you what's going to be the Sidewaffle experience here. All right. And there's a bunch of different ways to create project templates in Sidewaffle, because this was the most complex one. So we kind of started with one way, and then we learn a little bit, and then we do it a different way, and then we learn a little bit, and now I think we're settled onto a good spot. So this actually has never been shown and never even been talked about or documented anywhere. So this is a real treat. All right, so now let me go ahead and create a new project. The idea is this is the project that I want to have a template created out of eventually.
Right.
All right, so now I'll just create a WPF app. We'll just call it Robert Green. And then I can put this in whatever folder I want, but I'll just put it in this project templates folder for now. Go ahead and create that, guys. So the flow I'm going to show you is how can I create a project template? How can I see it inside Visual Studio with a V6?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to make an edit to it and then see it again. Now, for any users who are doubting Sidewaffle is going to help you, I challenge you to go do that without Sidewaffle. And let me know if you can do it within a weekend. All right, so here's what I have. And then let me just pull over. I just want to customize this a little bit, so I'll just bring some type of button over here. And we'll say VS Toolbox. The rest of it doesn't really matter. You can imagine you had some, you know, really sophisticated app over here. There's going to be two steps to make this into a Sidewaffle template. And then, you know, we might actually simplify this even further because it's a little bit rough, I mean, in my standards at least. So I'll right-click, and I'll say, hey, add new item, Sidewaffle project. And we're hopefully going to add an icon to this one as well. So I'll say, hey, add Sidewaffle project. And then we'll get a list of the other projects that are in the solution, and we can go ahead and pick those. So I see Robert Green, and then I'll click OK. There's no visual feedback besides this whole your project has been reloaded thing, but I'll work on that. What has actually happened is I've modified your project and I've added a template reference item into it. Eventually you'll see there'll be some type of, you know, it'll probably look like a file inside this template pack and you'll be able to delete it, but you know, we haven't gotten there yet, but it is there. Okay, so that was step one. And then Matt showed you some of the VS template stuff that had your metadata about your project and all that kind of stuff. So let me go ahead and add I need to add those things to this project as well, so I'll show you how to do that. So I'll do add new item, and at this point, I've got Sidewaffle already installed, and I'm actually going to use some of the item templates that Sidewaffle has in order to build the next version of Sidewaffle. So I go to extensibility, and then I'll drill into Sidewaffle, and we've got this item template here that says, Sidewaffle project template files. This name doesn't really matter. You can put whatever you want. That added a couple of things to your project. It added this underscore project template.xml, and then it added this underscore preprocess.xml. So mm-hmm. let's talk about what those are. All right. So the VS template file is the same file that Mads was talking about. Go ahead.
Zoom in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry about that, yeah. Let's do 150. So let's start filling some of this in. So I'll say description, my awesome project template. That's fine. Doesn't really matter, but. So now, before I move out of this file, I'm going to show you something which is super critical here. All right, so now, I told you about the pain of having that zip file, right? And I mm-hmm. told you, and I showed you the $ save project name, and I told you that, hey, you'd have to go and maintain that. The one thing that I didn't show you was the content of the VS template file inside the zip file. Let's take a look at that real quick. Don't worry about that. All right, cool. So here's 150. That's fine.
So this is the template file of the thing that was generated when you said export template, the thing that's built into Visual Studio.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So when we went through that export template flow, it creates this VS template file. And along with that metadata, we've got this project content. And then it lists all of your folders and all of your files, right? Mm-hmm. So now you can imagine if, hey, you've created your V6 already, and let's say you were using the old export template command, and you know, now you're parting on your project, you've added 10 files, and then you go through whatever process it was to create your template. You have to make sure that this VS template content is updated as well.
Right.
So you have to keep the content in sync too. But if we contrast that to what the template has inside Sidewaffle, you see that the only thing this guy has is a project node. So this is actually some like MS build magic that's happening that, you know, we actually go through and create that. All right, so let me control F5 this, and then everything should. Oh, actually, I haven't talked about this underscore preprocess.xml. All right, so we talked about the $ save project name. When I created, when I added that item template into this project, and it added me this underscore preprocess.xml, this file will do a couple things for Sidewaffle. The one thing that it will do is it'll describe the node where that project template should go into. Mm-hmm. It defaults to C# web Sidewaffle, so I'll just do Windows, and then we can do VS Toolbox here. Okay, the other thing that it does is it actually it adds a step onto the build process to say, hey, I want you to perform replacements in this folder, and here are the replacements that I want you to perform. So wherever I see Robert Green, I'm going to replace $save project name. And if you remember, Robert Green was the name of the project that I had given initially.
Yep.
So if I take a look, it's going to start looking through and replace these namespace tokens, right? All right, let's see it. Got the wrong project as the startup. Let's see it work. I'll control F5 it real quick. And if all goes well, I'll create that same exact project with my own name, and then I'll F5 it. And then I just want to make a quick edit just to see that flow actually works. You know what I mean? All right, so the build is starting. Now it's installing the extension.
So what happens in the build step? Because it takes a little longer than maybe a regular C# project. So what's actually going on here?
Yeah, exactly. So, and we'll get into a little bit more details on that when when I go into the how can you create your own template pack. But essentially what's happening is we actually take the build process and then extend it to where we know about item templates, project templates, and snippets. Mm-hmm. And then for project templates, it does a whole bunch of stuff, dude. So basically it will do those replacements, and then it'll actually populate your VS template file with all your file contents. And then those two artifacts that I added to my project, you'll notice that when I actually instantiate it from VS, that those two files are not in the project. So it actually has to remove those from the project as well. But let me show it to you, and then I'll show you the output folder, and then you'll get an idea of what all is actually happening. It's incredible if you open the V6 and look how many different zip files are there.
Yeah.
I was working with the Orchard folks, And they have a like orchard waffle of their own where you can get their item templates and project templates. I think they had 18 item templates at the time. And if you want to support those 18 item templates for C Sharp, for VB, and C Sharp and VB website, those are four zip files. So it's 18 times 4. So you know, think about that. So when you start adding stuff, then the scale becomes a problem. All right, so now I was trying this out right before here, so we see the additional VS Toolbox item. But we can see now I've got Rob's template here, so let me go ahead and instantiate that. And we put a nice little side waffle icon here for you.
Which you can change to whatever you like.
Oh, yeah, that's it's recommended to keep the standard icon. Okay, so let's take a look at the source code, which was created here, and ensure that that it doesn't say, oh, you know what? It said Robert Greene 1.
Well, you left it Robert Greene
that was stupid, I guess. But either way, it's not Robert Greene, it's Robert Greene 1. If I had put Syed there, it would show Syed, obviously. All right, cool. So that was that flow. I could go through that exact same thing again, and you could see that it's working, but just trust me on it. I don't think it's worth the time. Let's move on, I think, to... You know, how can we, actually, you know what, let me show you the output stuff.
You were gonna make an edit before we moved on, right?
Yeah, let's try it, I guess. Okay, so now let's, and then let's just have this guy here. So now, if I control F5, this guy again, there's nothing else that I need to do. If I added a file to this project, the file would just show up. If I removed a file, the file would be removed. You know, it just works, basically. You know, once you, there's some stuff, you know, once you get those files dropped into the project and once you see your project showing up, you know, everything is going to pretty much work after that, I think.
Cool.
I don't know if it actually showed up, but I think I went into the
it's
wrong
right
one.
There.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
There it is.
Sorry. Yeah, so anyways, I'm pretty confident if the Nancy guys had been using Sidewaffle, they would have been able to keep those VB templates, I think.
And there's more to it than that. Let's say that you add, that you want to maintain, you want to create a new version of your template, project template. Mm-hmm. So as Syed says, you have to keep the VS template XML file in sync with all the different files. But you also have to manually update your project file potentially, because the project file has to have those file references as well.
Right.
So depending on how you choose to update the project template, this can get really, really messy. And I found myself when I do this, it's complete trial and error. And even the simplest thing can take an hour, just because it's so difficult to figure out like where, what are the dependencies and where do I have to make changes and so on. And as you can see, Syed there, he just added some C sharp, hit F5, and it works.
There's so many ways that thing could fall apart. It's incredible.
Yep.
So now, I'm not sure if everybody knows, but a V6 is actually just a standard zip file.
Yep.
So let's take a look at what actually has been output here. So we've got all the metadata for our project. And here.
So when you built the project, that was outputted?
Yeah, exactly. So let me show you how do we do that then. If I unload this template pack project, this is actually just a stock V6 project. And if I was to go look at this guy... I will. Yeah, I should have set my fonts before I showed up. Sorry about that, Robert. So anyways, now, if you take a look at this, at the very bottom of this, we have this import template builder targets, right? Mm-hmm. And then that comes in through a NuGet package, which I'll show you. And that's the guy that actually orchestrates this whole thing. So there's nothing really that's special about the Sidewaffle project itself. All the special sauce is with inside this template builder NuGet package.
So that's actually a good segue, right? Because now we've shown how you can consume Sidewaffle as a template pack, like say file new project, add new item, and you get like a lot more options now. Mm-hmm. And how can you contribute that to Sidewaffle? So you know, go to GitHub and clone the project and send us pull requests for new item templates and so on. But then that's like one side of the coin, right? The other side is if you want to create your own.
Right.
And so Syed was mentioning template builder, a NuGet package. And that's actually the thing that makes everything work. So think of Sidewaffle as being just one project on top of this template builder. So it's one distribution that we just happen to have built, right? But anyone can build their own Sidewaffle, call it whatever they want, distribute it on the gallery and do all the things that they need specific to their scenarios, just like Orchard have done, just like NancyFX and other open source projects and commercial projects as well. And I think that's what Syed is going to show now, that,
exactly
that other
right.
side.
Okay. Yep. So now there's a couple scenarios for, you know, why you might want to create your template pack. Like, for instance, you know, let's say if you're Nancy FX, you might want to create some stuff for all your end users, or if you're Orchard, similar to that. You know, also there's a lot of enterprise scenarios, you know, say, hey, I've got, you know, an architect who's going to go through and create a suite of templates, and
right.
these are the approved templates, and we're going to distribute them on our own gallery and whatnot. So think about that too. All right. So it's actually very simple. After you install the Visual Studio SDK, which is like a 30-second install, I think, you'll see V6 project here. Mm-hmm. There's also a Visual Studio package project. It doesn't really matter whether it's a V6 project or a Visual Studio package project. The output of it will be a V6, and it could support either item templates or project templates as well.
Yeah, so funny story there. Sidewaffle itself started as a V6 project, mm-hmm. but we converted that to a V6 package earlier this week to allow for more tooling, which you can do with a package. So it mm-hmm. opens up for more scenarios. But just to illustrate the point that, you know, the template builder and support mm-hmm. for project templates and so on has nothing to do with the type okay. of V6 you're building. It works
right.
on everyone.
Think about it like this, actually. You saw that experience where I right-clicked on template pack and said, add Sidewaffle project.
Yep.
That's what we mean by tooling, right? So if you think about Sidewaffle, you know, we're calling it a template pack and all that kind of stuff, but in reality, you should think of it as an extension pack. Because you can provide, you know, you can develop an entire kind of experience around this, because you can have custom project templates. Those custom project templates can have their own build process as well, like the Chrome extension, mm-hmm. which I showed you before. So you can create a project template, which, you know, hey, the build process is totally up to you and doesn't do any standard Visual Studio stuff. And then you got item templates to support it. And then you can have tooling, too, that lights up specific gestures that are only relevant to your scenarios. So it's really like the foundation for a beginning of a poor man's project system,
mm-hmm.
right?
But there's an additional thing. Some people already have a potential Visual Studio extension, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of extensions. There's thousands of extensions, actually, in the Visual Studio Gallery.
Right.
You can just include the NuGet package called Template Builder
right.
and have the ability to do exactly what we just showed you here in your existing right. Visual Studio
yeah,
extension.
Right. Yep. Like Mads could add some, you know, custom templates into the Web Essentials that he wanted
okay.
to.
Yep.
Right. All right. So now let me go ahead and show it to you. So I'll go ahead and create a V6 project. But yeah, if you had your existing project, the same flow is actually going to work on that. All right, so once this gets created, the only field that I have to fill in here is this author field. All right, I'm going to pop into the Package Manager console. And then I'll just do install package template builder -pre. So this is still kind of like, you know, a work in progress, and so the -pre is required for now. But, you know, if there's anybody out there that's going to create templates, you know, definitely know that, you know, both Mads and I are going to be supporting you for the yep. whole -pre. And whenever there's changes, if you have problems, you know, if I need to, I'll go and send a PR to your GitHub repo if I need. You mm-hmm. know, we'll make sure that we get everybody on board until we get the 1.0 release, and then we're going to be solid at that point.
Okay? Yeah, furthermore, we also update our wiki on GitHub. To you know, address any changes or any common questions and so on.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So now let me go ahead and install this NuGet package. So basically, what this guy's going to do is it's going to go ahead and it's going to add a MS build targets file into your project, and then it will edit your V6 manifest as well. So let's take a look at that. Let's kind of ignore that for now. All right. So now I've got this. It added these two asset tags.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah, it added these two asset tags. Basically,
wait, go to quick launch in the upper right.
No, the quick launch, okay.
Yeah. Type font.
Yeah, I should have done this before. You know, this is actually 16. A really good way to educate users about the quick launch. So yeah. Right. So if you didn't know about the quick launch before,
my favorite feature
from
Visual Studio 2012 is when it first appeared.
So that created that. So now, if I wanted to, I can start creating project templates here. So let me create a project, and we'll create a template out of it.
So you're basically just adding a project to the same solution.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Adding a project to the same solution, and then that's the one that I'll create a template out of.
So you're building your own pack at this point.
Exactly, right. Right. Yep. All right, so now I've got my program.cs. Some comment here, and then basically we just run through that same exact process. Add sidewall full project, and yeah, this is a bug, miscellaneous file, so you can
I'll
just ignore that for now. Yeah, exactly. And then I'll do that same exact step over here that I did before. I'll probably simplify these into that one command where we just add these in that one shot, basically. Oh, yeah, by the way, so, wow, forget about it. All right, let me go ahead and run this guy, and then we'll see it show up. Let me see. Okay, so it should say your name here, and then it's going to show up under C-sharp web sidewaffle. All right, new project, C-sharp web sidewaffle, and then it'll be your name here. I'm not sure which one of these it is. Probably that one, yep.
You've done this before.
Oh, yeah, totally. Right.
So that's not a bug where it creates duplicates. You had just, you had a previous
Yeah, yeah, that was from when I had tried it before.
It.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's right.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
Well, they had different content, but yeah.
Yep. So hopefully you can see here that this is
way better.
This opens a door for like a whole new kind of type of extensions out there to enrich either your enterprise, right, with private templates and snippets and or the world. Right?
So you can use the ones that come with Sidewaffle, the ones that have already been built, and those are updated on a regular basis.
Yep.
You can create your own and contribute those through the same project, through the same mechanism. Or you could create your own packs for things that you use just yourself or things that you share internally or with other people on the team.
Exactly.
Exactly,
cool.
Right. Yep. And we're looking for contributions, and if you're going to create your own template pack, hit us up on Twitter. We've got an @Sidewaffle account. Let us know what you got going on, and we're going to help you out. We want people to start creating templates, and hey, if you've tried it in the past, give it another shot. And let's get it done,
Yeah.
So we're really hoping that maybe some interested people that, are really really interested in, let's say, Windows Phone development or something like that, or SharePoint, whatever, maybe create like a SharePoint template pack. Like, what are all the missing SharePoint templates? Like, what are the features that you can do? And what's really cool as well is when you have this project, which is very easy to get started with, as you can see what Zed did here, it's really, really easy to get started. Yeah. You can later come in and you can start adding Visual Studio specific tooling on top of that, like beyond what's just templates and snippets, and and maybe create more richer tooling on top of Visual Studio. And so you can see how it kind of can segue into something larger. And of course, put it on GitHub or CodePlex or somewhere open source, right? And invite people to help. This is something that we really think that's something that's going to help a lot of people be more productive and more happy. Using Visual Studio and getting things done, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great stuff. Cool. So go get it.
Yep. Sidewaffle.com.
Sidewaffle.com. At the very least, check out what's in there, and then give some thought to how you can build your own, whether it's to share with others or just only use yourself.
Yep.
Right.
That's cool.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for having us, man.
We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.